Yes, it is a risk-off day today, the first down week of the year, although the markets are still, equity markets are still up broadly. To help us kind of parse through what we're seeing this week, this earnings period, and maybe how we should view the remainder of the year is Lisa Erickson. Lisa is head of traditional investments group at U.S. Bank Wealth Management in Minneapolis.
She has the best name ever.
So Lisa, help us reset here. We had a violently down movement in December. We have, you know, a very strong January. Now we've kind of had a weak here. What are you telling your clients about how they should be allocating their assets?
So we're advising our clients to stand steady with where they are in terms of their long-term asset allocations, that they should be at a neutral stance to where they typically are in terms of their equity and fixed income and real asset holdings. And the reason for that is we really see a balanced reward risk picture. Basically, if you look at the U.S. economy, the macro indicators as well as corporate earnings are still solid. On the flip side, we do see some signs of softening, and certainly there are a lot of uncertainties out there, whether it's around Fed policy or geopolitical risk. So that's really leading us to advise more of a middle of a road approach in the current environment.
How many calls have you been getting this year from clients who are nervous?
So we're really actually pleased with our client outlook. Certainly they are wanting to make sure they're on top of what's going on. They can understand and parse the data. But for the most part, our client base has stayed fairly steady, and we're very proud of that.
Well, I guess I'm wondering, you know, right now it seems like there had been a very risk-on move. We just saw the biggest inflow into U.S. high-yield bond funds since 2016. Are people getting exuberant too late, or is this warranted?
Right. So in our minds, certainly there's a lot of pressure for trying to parse in the direction to go. Again, I think if we just step back and look at the fundamentals, what we really believe is the best way to go about it right now is to stay steady on where your allocations, but really where the opportunity may come is within asset class. So our research teams are actually doing quite a bit of look at within asset class opportunities. For example, one area that we think is particularly interesting right now is midstream energy, and we think with the U.S. energy renaissance being a real trend and the need to continue to transport those crude volume productions to ports, that that's an opportunity for our clients.
So we're about two-thirds of the way through the fourth quarter earnings season. What have you taken away from this earnings, and more importantly, kind of some of the outlook that we may have for earnings going forward?
So in terms of this earnings season, we're actually pleased with the results so far. While it's not at quite the same level as we saw at 2018, if you look at the aggregate results, about 12.9% for the S&P 500, we're still in the low double digits, a very solid number. And we've got about 70% of the companies in the S&P 500 reporting beats relative to estimates. So that's all very positive. I think, as you note, Paul, really the question is what comes going forward. And as we know, the year-over-year estimates for the 2019 are lower at around 6-7%. So what we're really going to be monitoring actually as the next batch of quarterly reports come in is the ability to actualize on that 6-7% number.
So what scares you?
So what scares us? I think one is there are some externalities that are difficult to predict. We call them edgeless risk. And then secondarily, the fundamentals that we were just talking about. So on the externalities, I think key on everybody's mind, as well as ours, is certainly monetary policy. There has been obviously a dramatic shift between December and January in terms of the Fed's tone. And so while overall it's a more positive for the market tone in terms of being dovish, it does lead to greater uncertainty as to the future path. So that's one thing that we're watching carefully. And the other thing is that there are a number of policy risks around the globe. Again, these geopolitical events are very difficult to predict. It's hard to have an edge on what's going to happen with policy, but nonetheless, they can influence markets. So those are the kinds of things where we're trying to stay very on top of it, but it is more of a swing factor. And because of that, actually, we are advising our clients to expect a greater range of outcomes going forward than they maybe have been used to over the last previous few years. And then on the earnings front, as Paul has already pointed out, really the ability for companies to continue to come through and meet some of the current estimates is going to be key.
So what is your call on the Fed? I would argue that the consensus might be one or two rate hikes, a slow systematic roll-off of the balance sheet this year. Do you agree with that consensus? If not, kind of where might you be a little bit different?
So we're right in line with you, Paul. We're actually thinking in the second half of the year, we expect a rate hike or two. And while, again, the market is actually probably having lower expectations than the Fed, what we see on the U.S. front is that we do still have a solid macro. We have a dashboard of over 100 U.S. indicators. And, again, the absolute readings on most of those indicators are still in good territory.
Yeah.
So that gives us some confidence, and then that gives ultimately the Fed some reason to continue to hike.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Lisa Erickson, head of Traditional Investments Group for U.S. Bank Wealth Management, which oversees more than $120 billion from the beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. Fantastic town, lots of beautiful lakes. Lisa Erickson joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studios.